chicken," he said hoarsely, after removing the old Daily Prophets from his mouth and throwing them down onto the cave floor. Harry pulled open his bag and handed over the bundle of chicken legs and bread. "Thanks," said Sirius, opening it, grabbing a drumstick, sitting down on the cave floor, and tearing off a large chunk with his teeth. "I've been living off rats, mostly. Can't steal too much food from Hogsmeade. I'd draw attention to myself." He grinned up at Harry, but Harry returned the grin only reluctantly. "What are you doing here, Sirius?" he said.
"Fulfilling my duty as godfather," said Sirius, gnawing on the chicken bone in a very dog-like way. "Don't worry about it. I'm pretending to be a lovable stray."
He was still grinning, but seeing the anxiety in Harry's face, said more seriously,
"I want to be on the spot. Your last letter, well, let's just say things are getting fishier. I've been stealing the paper every time someone throws one out, and by the looks of things, I'm not the only one who's getting worried."
He nodded at the yellowing Daily Prophets on the cave floor, and Ron picked them up and unfolded them. Harry, however, continued to stare at Sirius.
"What if they catch you? What if you're seen?"
"You three and Dumbledore are the only ones around here who know I'm an animagus," said Sirius, shrugging and continuing to devour the chicken leg.
Ron nudged Harry and passed him the Daily Prophets. There were two. The first bore the headline, "Mysterious Illness of Bartemius Crouch." The second, "Ministry Witch Still Missing. Minister of Magic Now Personally Involved." Harry scanned the story about Crouch. Phrases jumped out at him. "Hasn't been seen in public since November. House appears deserted. St. Mungo's Hospital for Magical Maladies and Injuries decline comment. Ministry refuses to confirm rumours of critical illness."
"They're making it sound like he's dying," said Harry slowly. "But he can't be that ill if he managed to get up here."
"My brother's Crouch's personal assistant," Ron informed Sirius. "He says Crouch is suffering from overwork."
"Mind you, he did look ill last time I saw him up close," said Harry slowly, still reading the story, "the night my name came out of the goblet."
"Getting his comeuppance for sacking Winky, isn't he?" said Hermione, an edge to her voice.
She was stroking Buckbeak, who was crunching up Sirius's chicken bones.
"I bet he wishes he hadn't done it now. Bet he feels the difference now she's not there to look after him."
"Hermione's obsessed with house elves," Ron muttered to Sirius, casting Hermione a dark look. Sirius, however, looked interested.
"Crouch sacked his house elf?"
"Yeah, at the Quidditch World Cup," said Harry, and he launched into the story of the Dark Mark's appearance and Winky being found with Harry's wand clutched in her hand, and Mr. Crouch's fury.
When Harry had finished, Sirius was on his feet again and had started pacing up and down the cave.
"Let me get this straight," he said after a while, brandishing a fresh chicken leg. "You first saw the elf in the top box. She was saving Crouch's seat, right?"
"Right," said Harry, Ron, and Hermione together.
"But Crouch didn't turn up for the match."
"No," said Harry. "I think he said he'd been too busy."